Today, I'm speaking with Ben Emlyn-Jones and Alan Tate about the screams that have been heard in the Welsh town of Ammanford. I don't bring you the stories that everyone's talking about. I bring you the stories that I think more people need to be talking about. Ben is pretty much the only journalist that's been covering this properly, and I think it's fair to say you've struck up a good relationship with Alan as a result of this. Alan being the key witness in everything that's going on here, and the guy that's gathering all of the evidence and basically doing the investigation off his own back. And it's very complicated, but to go right into it, starting with Ben, what are the Ammanford screams?
Right. Well, I first came across this subject when I actually read about it in a newspaper, and what he talked about sounded horrible. He was living next door to a manicurist's, and what happened was there was a lane between the two buildings, and this article reported that in this lane there were strange smells, strange chemicals that made this gentleman Alan and his wife Christine feel sick. Strange materials were found in the drains, and noises were coming from the cellar. Now, Alan's house has a cellar. The manicurist cellar is next door, and what sounded like horrible noises were coming, which includes human voices in great distress.
Cut in very quickly, Alan. When I looked this story up on Google, it was clear to me that the mainstream media did actually cover it, but very, very briefly. And this was back in sort of 2018. Papers like The Mirror quickly skirted over this story. So this is a long time that this has been ignored. When did you move into this property? And give us the timescale around when everything happened.
Okay, we bought the property back in 2008. We didn't actually move into it as such. It was meant to be for our retirement. We were living in Bulgaria at the time, traveling between the two. So when it got cold in Bulgaria, their winter's pretty bad, gets down to anything minus 25 perhaps. We used to come back to the UK and we'd fix it up. It was a fire damaged property when we bought it. We had to put a new roof on and things like that. All this started happening, or we noticed it started happening, in 2018. Chris and I were working late one night. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. We just wanted to get something finished. Christine went down to make a cup of coffee. It's important, you know, that my office is actually in the highest point. It's in the actual loft of that building. So she's gone down one, two floors, gone down, made a cup of coffee, come back, and she tells me that there's unusual noises coming from next door. Well, at that time, the next door building, it was semi-derelict. Nobody lived there. It was in pitch darkness. And she kept telling me about these noises that sounded like automated machines and flushing noises. We were later to find there was actually no water connected into that building. Anyway, she talked me into it, so I walked downstairs and I listened. And sure enough, there were flushing noises coming. And there was some sort of automated beeping. It was making like three beeping noises. And then breaking, then making another three beeping noises. It was just odd. By the time we got back in, we were absolutely exhausted. So we gave up on the coffee, decided to go to bed. As I was going up, out of curiosity, I turned my phone on to record and hung it out of an outside window. And that's really all that happened. Following day, we got up. When we went to play them back, we could hear noises in the background. Not only did you get the automated machines and the flushing noises were every hour. In the background, the noises of, well, they're horrific.